This is an executive summary of how to evaluate a REIT, FFO, OFFO and NAV, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Evaluating a REIT is not like evaluating an ordinary company, because the standard earnings measure, GAAP net income, systematically understates a REIT's true earning power. The culprit is depreciation. Real estate depreciation is a large, non-cash accounting charge that reduces reported net income, even though real estate often appreciates rather than declines in value. As a result, sophisticated REIT analysis relies on industry-specific metrics that add back this non-cash charge and get closer to the real cash a REIT generates, FFO, funds from operations, OFFO, adjusted FFO, and NAV, net asset value. Understanding these metrics, what each measures, how they are calculated, and what they tell you, is essential to evaluating a REIT's earnings, its capacity to pay distributions, and whether its shares trade at a premium or discount to the value of its properties. This guide explains why earnings metrics differ for REITs, defines FFO, OFFO, and NAV, and shows how to put the metrics together. This is educational information, not investment advice. Verify current figures and methodologies in each REIT's filings. Earnings metrics differ for REITs because GAAP net income understates their true earnings, primarily due to depreciation. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.